Hello, welcome to a special Apple Insider podcast where it's just me, William Gallagher, and you. And you already know what this is all about because as this is recorded, you know Apple has had its Let Loose event and the world is now four new iPads the better, plus a pencil and a keyboard. Now, I know you've heard that, but let's just take a moment to make sure you know all of the important bits of what was announced. And then I think we're going to need a couple of minutes just to examine what this means, because after 2 years without any iPad updates, Apple has now shaken up practically the whole iPad lineup. What was the best model for you to buy yesterday? Well, actually, it probably still is the best one for your needs and your budget. But yet again, with iPads, we're at a point where spending a little bit more can get you a lot more, and when settling for maybe just a little bit less can save you a lot of money. So, Apple today launched two new iPad Air models, two new iPad Pro models, a new Apple Pencil Pro, a new Magic Keyboard, and it showed off audio app Logic Pro 2 and video editor app Final Cut Pro 2 for the iPad. Logic Pro 2 will be released on May the 13th, while Final Cut Pro 2 and a new free Final Cut camera app will be out later in the spring. The new iPad Air, while we're talking prices, starts at $599 and it can be ordered today. It will ship from May the 15th. The new iPad Pro costs from $999 and again, you can order now for shipping starting on the 15th. To me, okay, the standout feature from today is that the iPad Air now comes in what Apple is calling a 13-inch model as well as an 11-inch model. Now, across actually both the iPad Air and the iPad Pro, those screen measurements, they're a little bit approximate, but it means, you know, one of them's 12.9 instead of 13. Yeah, but overall it means we now have the option at last of a larger screen without going to the iPad Pro as we had to before. But if I'm taken with the screen size, this might appeal more to you because, well, the iPad Pro, it obviously had to distinguish itself from, well, from the new larger iPad Air and from its own predecessors, or there's no reason for anybody to buy it, but it's done that by coming with a new processor. As rumoured just in the last few days, the iPad Pro comes with an M4 processor. M4 is in both sizes of the iPad Pro, and that means this is the first Apple device to get the next generation of Apple Silicon. Apple says it's a lot faster than the M2 that was in the previous iPads, but it's not like it went into detail over the improvement, say, from the M3. I propose skipping the M3, so it's a fair comparison, but we don't have a sense yet of how much faster, how much of an improvement the new processor will be. This is a case of where we can take it for granted that the M4 will be faster, but we do need to see it in action. We need to see it tested to get a feel for the value of it. Speaking of seeing things, though, the new iPad Pro also has a new screen, and this is a dramatically new screen. For the first time in years, it's an important change here, because this is a tandem stack OLED screen, which means that actually it's two OLED screens atop one another. This boosts the brightness so that we get clearer images alongside just better, richer colours. But then there's also this. OLED does not need a backlight the way previous iPad screens did. And because that could be removed, Apple has removed it, and Apple has therefore been able to make the new iPad Pro what it calls thin possible. So, there are these new iPads, each with their advantages, but their launch also changes the lineup. Apple has now dropped the 9th generation regular iPad, for example. For many people and for many use cases, the 9th generation one was actually the ideal iPad. For price and performance, that 9th generation iPad was actually better value than the 10th generation that superseded it. But now the 9th is gone, and that 10th generation iPad, it hasn't been changed, but it's been dropped in price. It's now $349, which makes it much more appealing for what you get. That represents then the low end of the iPad lineup. The new iPad Air, you could say, is in the middle, and the iPad Pro is at the top. Just for completeness, I do need to mention the iPad Mini. The current iPad Mini is now getting on for 3 years old, and it was not updated today. It still starts at $500, though. So unless you really prize the smaller iPad screen size, and who doesn't? It's gorgeous. If you prize it enough, then go for it. But all the other iPads are a better price and better value in general. But actually, speaking of lineups, Apple has today also expanded the lineup of Apple Pencils. There is now an Apple Pencil Pro, which costs $129. It only works with the new iPads announced today, but what it does with them is include new gestures. As well as everything you may already be doing with an Apple Pencil, I mean from actually just scribbling, but also hover mode, where that lets you see what you're about to do before you do it and you can decide. All of that is there, but now you can also squeeze the pencil to select different tools, for instance. All of the previous Apple Pencils remain on sale. So choosing your iPad has to come first, then you can choose which Apple Pencil works with which one you've picked. There's also now, call it an expansion in the Magic Keyboard for iPad range, because alongside the existing 11-inch and 13-inch ones for the previous M2 iPads, there's now a redesigned Magic Keyboard for the new iPad Air and iPad Pro. Apple says that it's lighter, and also, visible difference, it now includes a row of function keys, so you have one tap use of, say, turning the brightness up or down instead of having to go through Control Center every time. Also, alongside that Magic Keyboard, there is a new Smart Folio, which is it's another wraparound case, but the same kind of soft keys as before. Smart Folio costs $79 for the 11-inch iPad Pro or iPad Air and $99 for the 13-inch models. The new Magic Keyboard for the new iPads is $299 for the 11-inch and $349 for the 12.9-inch. So, away from the keyboards and the pencils, the lineup now goes iPad, iPad Air, iPad Pro, and kind of off to one side, the now a bit aging iPad Mini. Plus, around the sides, it has the new Magic Keyboard, new Smart Folio, and the all-new Apple Pencil Pro. One more thing. Apple was surprisingly good at showing third-party apps being used on iPads rather than its own ones, but it did also launch two big updates for its own Pro apps. Known in full as Final Cut Pro for iPad 2 and Logic Pro for iPad 2, these apps continue to be the same subscription price as before, $49 per year each or $4.99 per month each, but they do offer some particularly nice new features. Perhaps the most impressive is how audio editor Logic Pro can take a piece of music and automatically split it out into tracks where the vocals, the drums and so on are isolated. Final Cut Pro 2, though, is going to really exploit the larger iPad screen possibility by offering multicam support. On the iPad Pro, four iPhone or iPad owners can be recording video on their own devices as it's all relayed to that iPad. And the director with that iPad can adjust levels on those remote devices, adjust the white balance and so on for every one of the remote cameras. It really sounds impressive. But again, we're going to have to wait until later in the spring to get to try it. Now, that is it for this special iPad event roundup episode. I like that it's just you and me, but this time, particularly this time, I think it's a bit obvious that someone important is missing. As much as I relish the iPad, Apple Insider's Wes Hilliard, he's practically iPad man. So I love that I can tell you this. He will be hosting this Friday's full episode of Apple Insider, and there I will get to ask him everything I've wondered about the iPad lineup. If you have any questions about the iPad 2, well, do email either him, Wes, W-E-S, at appleinsider.com, or me, William, at appleinsider.com. But please do so by Thursday. Would you okay? Thank you very much for listening. See you next time.